Biology Matters, Republicans must back Nancy Mace in protecting women's spaces, conservative groups urge. By Bradley J. on November 26, 2024. Republicans should lock arms with Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, to keep gender dysphoric men out of women's restrooms. A letter spearheaded by the American Principles Project, APP, urged Wednesday. The APP letter, signed by more than two dozen prominent organizations, calls for Republican lawmakers to co-sponsor Mace's Protecting Women's Private Spaces Act, H.R. 10186, legislation which aims to ensure that female private facilities on all federal property remain spaces reserved exclusively for women, thereby protecting privacy, safety, and dignity in these environments. The organizations urge House leadership to move the bill quickly through committee and hold a vote as soon as possible in the new year, writing that the need for maintaining these safe spaces for women and girls is self-evident. Mace created a media firestorm November 18, announcing she would introduce a resolution that bathrooms in the U.S. Capitol assigned for use by a biological sex should only be used by members of that sex. Later that week, Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, publicly committed to enforcing the standard after privately telling House Republicans he would do so. "It's always been an unwritten policy and now it is in writing," he said. Mace doubled down on her effort, announcing her intent to introduce a bill to enforce the policy in all federal facilities, promising this is just a start. She acknowledged her effort was sparked by the imminent arrival of Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, Dita, a man who identifies as a woman. Many Democrats accuse Mace, a survivor of rape and sexual assault, of bigotry. Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, claimed Mace and her supporters were endangering women and girls. The coalition led by APP dismissed that notion, arguing that ignoring scientific facts has proven dangerous to women. "Biology matters, and it is important for women to have female-exclusive facilities both to protect their privacy and also to deter potential predators," their letter reads. "Unfortunately, we have seen too often that when authorities allow any individual who identifies as a female to access women's spaces, bad actors will take advantage of the opportunity." The letter highlights numerous documented cases of assaults on women and girls enabled policies allowing biological men in women's restrooms and other private spaces. Most notoriously, in Loudoun County, Virginia, high school district officials even attempted to cover up a sexual assault in a bathroom. APP Protecting Women's Private Spaces Act coalition letter by Jmanship unscribed. Voters back Mace's effort, according to polling cited by the letter. A recent Napolitan News Service/RMG research poll showed that 75% of registered voters oppose allowing biological males who identify as women to use women's locker rooms, showers, and bathrooms, with just 13% supporting. A YouGov poll of battleground states similarly found large majorities of voters supporting the idea that transgender people should be required to use the public restroom of the gender they were born into. "The American people have your backs, and so do we," the letter's authors pledge. "Let's get this done." Rep. Elect McBride has attempted to downplay the issue of his sexuality. "I'm not here to fight about bathrooms," McBride said. "I'm here to fight for Delawareans and to bring down costs facing families." That approach is unlikely to work for McBride and Democrats who might be uncomfortable, or see the political futility in, defending him. The New York Times reported Wednesday on the effectiveness with which Republicans wielded attacks on Democrats' transgender agenda and the haplessness of their attempts to pivot to other issues. The outlet said that aides to Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign in the weeks before Election Day could see in campaign polling that Donald J. Trump's attacks on Ms. Harris's support for transgender rights were driving away swing voters. It continued, struggling to put together a rebuttal. They produced a series of ads arguing that Mr. Trump was trying to distract from more important issues. But none of the messages significantly swayed voters when the ads were tested with focus groups. Harris's campaign soon dropped the ads. Mace believes the issue is a winning one for Republicans, as evidence shows. With McBride arriving at the Capitol in January, Democrats will be unable to hide from the issue. APP's letter sends a clear message that Republicans need to get on board and deliver for Americans' women and girls, and those who love them. joining American Principles Project President Terry Schilling in signing the letter R. John Schwepp, Policy Director, American Principles Project. Kristen A. Allman, President, Eagle Forum. Ryan Walker, Executive Vice President, Heritage Action. Dr. Christine Severin, Director, Girls Deserve Privacy. Craig De Roche, President and CEO, Family Policy Alliance. The Honorable Jason Raybert, Founder and President, National Association of Christian Lawmakers. Tom McCluskey, Director of Government Affairs, Catholic Vote. Gary Bauer, President, American Values. Aaron Baer, President, Center for Christian Virtue. Katie Faust, Founder and President, Them Before Us. Rebecca Hain, Media Consultant, Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. Kim Miller, Founder and President, Arizona Women of Action. Candice Stearns, President, Michigan Eagle Forum. Rebecca Friedrichs, Founder, For Kids and Country. Mike Stenhouse, CEO, Recenter for Freedom and Prosperity. Jackie Holman, Founder, Greenwich Patriots. Tiffany Benson, Founder and Parental Rights Advocate, Restore Parental Rights in Education. Robert Paquette, President, The Alexander Hamilton Institute for the Study of Western Civilization. Linda Harvey, President, Mission America. Lisa Garrity, Chair, Moms for Liberty, Howard County, Maryland. Rebecca Weber, CEO, Association of Mature Americans, AMAC. Bob Carlstrom, President, AMAC Action. Paul Teller, Executive Vice President, Advancing American Freedom. John Shelton, Policy Director, Advancing American Freedom. Jonathan Sautens, President and Attorney, Texas Values. Wade Miller, Executive Director, Citizens for Renewing America. Corinne Johnson, President, Utah Parents United. Cindy Castilla, President, Texas Eagle Forum. Jill Dunnigan, Director, Scottsdale Unites for Educational Integrity. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.